Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA graduate in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 23, 1900, the Agricultural Reporter published an article from the Jamaica Gleaner under the heading, The Sea Egg Industry of Barbados. Sea eggs, or sea urchins, are a delicacy in Barbados and a handful of other Caribbean islands. According to the Fisheries Division of Barbados, they are harvested by divers on the northeast and southeast coast of the island. Unlike Jamaicans, residents in Barbados have consumed what is thought to be the highly nutritious reproductive organs or roe of sea eggs since approximately 1803 and continue to do so today. The article in the Agricultural Reporter claimed that sea eggs had become an important industry in Barbados at that time. The writer referenced the finding of the Royal Commission, which concluded that this industry was valued at approximately £40,000 annually. However, this livelihood, which was one of the few that occupied men, women, and children, was under threat due to overfishing. The article further explained, quote, "The grounds are reported to be practically exhausted. In former times, the sea urchins could be obtained by the boatload during the months from September to April. Now, the fishermen have to go out a great distance to secure any, and the work carried on under great difficulties," end quote. The Fisheries Division of Barbados revealed that the decline in the sea egg stock was due to the replacement of traditional methods with the upgrade and motorization of fishing vessels, introduction of masks, snorkels, and scuba gear, along with technological advancements, which meant that more sea eggs could be harvested. Due to the decline in the sea egg stock along the coast of Barbados, the government had instituted the Sea Egg Prevention Act in 1879, which established a closed season from April 1st to July 31st to assist with the replenishment of the sea eggs. Amendments to the Act in 1900 gave the police and magistrates power to, quote, "use every effort in their power to secure the observance of the provisions of the Act," end quote. However, according to the article, quote, "this has had no beneficial effect, and today, the question of this food supply has become a matter of serious consideration, so much so that a special committee of the House of Assembly of Barbados has been appointed to report on the matter and to suggest remedies," end quote. A subsequent review of the report suggested that even if the closed season was instituted for an entire year, it would, quote, "do little to restock the waters of Barbados with their former abundance of sea eggs," end quote. The Barbados Fisheries Management Plan 1999 indicates that several amendments have been made to the Act, including a two-year ban on sea egg fishing from 1999, which carries a penalty of a maximum fine of $50,000 and 2 years imprisonment. Despite these interventions, the sea egg industry in Barbados has never returned to its initial state.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.